Chapter 14. Urology. The following week, I was called to assist a patient in the intensive care unit whose urethra seemed to be all blocked up. Two male nurses and an intern had tried to insert a catheter, I was told, and the situation did not seem hopeful. "Well, I'll give it a try," I replied. From the urology department, I collected every size of catheter. Once on the scene, I talked to the patient to calm him down. I also asked the nurse in charge if the patient could be sedated first, because he appeared to be quite anxious. The nurse looked at me as if to say, "Why didn't I think of that?" The sedative was quite effective. The patient was at ease. I started off with a number 14 Foley catheter, but found the entrance to the urethra blocked. I was taught a little trick by a certain urologist in the emergency department when I first started in this hospital. I got a big syringe, 50 cc, and filled it up with KY jelly. I got another Foley number 14 ready. I quickly instilled the jelly with quite a force, so it would go down to the urethra area. Within a second, I inserted the Foley cath number 14. That did the trick. I blew up the balloon in the catheter so it wouldn't slip out and connected the patient to a straight drainage bag. I went to the nursing station and, without a smile on my face, requested the chart of Mr. Johnson. The nurse who gave me the patient's chart had a pitying look in her eyes. I charted my procedure and returned the chart to her, barely able to contain my serious expression. I walked towards the door, but turned around quickly just to see her reaction. She looked disappointed. These nurses had been carefully selected for this high-tech unit, as I had been too. But they became very haughty, and I didn't have time for this or their demonstrations of the fact that they evidently felt in some way superior to me. I worked there for 4 months and lost at least 2 pounds per week. I had to be everywhere at the same time, and if I wasn't, they complained. They had to hire 3 staff members to replace me when I resigned, and many people felt ashamed about how poorly they had treated me. I was called to ICU for a urology problem again. This time, the meatus entering the penile organ was totally blocked. I tried all the small sizes of Cody's catheters, but nothing would pass. "The patient's opening is totally blocked," I told the nurse in charge. "Could you please call the urologist listed on his chart?" In the meantime, I got the box with all the followers, steel wires, from the Central Service Department. The doctor arrived soon afterwards. This doctor required proof of skill with this procedure. Those who failed to suitably impress him weren't given a second look. "Well, then I was put to a test," he said. "So you couldn't get that catheter in. What sizes did you try?" "I couldn't get any size in. To me, it appeared totally blocked," I replied. He gave me a gravely disapproving look. Looking at the box I brought and all the other equipment, he said, "You must have expected some problems." I felt like 2 cents worth the way he scrutinized me. He said, "I'll show you, my boy, how to insert a catheter. You most likely don't have much experience, do you?" "Well, I've done a few," I answered. I didn't dare say hundreds. "He's done a few, he says," chided the doctor. He reminded me of my grandfather. "Let's try size 12. "No luck. Give me size 10, and quick, please." "How about Cody number 8? "No luck. "Well, we'll have to try the bougies, the steel wires." Different ones were tried with no luck at all. He looked at me just as if to say, "You are not as stupid as you look." This was just my imagination, of course, since he spoke to me in a very respectful tone of voice. "We have to take this patient up to the OR. The meatus and urethra are totally blocked. He gave me a smile and said, "We tried very hard, didn't we?" "Yes, Dr. Black," I replied. He has never forgotten that incident. Many years later, this doctor was a patient on my ward. He was already well into his 80s and was the most delightful gentleman. I reminded him of the incident. "Yes, I remember that so well," he said. "I must confess, I was doubting you at first, but that soon changed. You have done a lot of work for my patients, and I have never heard any complaints." He enjoyed it immensely when we talked about all the staff with whom we had worked. There was no reservation between us. "Please visit me again," he would say. "I enjoyed talking about the old days." So did I. It was a lot of hard work in urology, but we were very appreciated, especially by the urology doctors.